What's up, goons? This is Notes of a Goon. I'm your host, Chris Vega, joined, as always, by my stalwart producer, Michael Harrington. How are you, Mike?
Stalwart as ever, Chris.
That's right. We had a lovely time on Saturday. There was a party for your daughter's first birthday.
Yeah, it was dope, dude.
It was great.
Baby parties rock.
We're still eating candy. It was larger than a lot of people's weddings. It was crazy. Are we not allowed to talk about this? You're giving me a look.
I don't think it was larger than a lot of people's weddings.
It was opulent.
It was.
Ridiculously opulent.
It was for a baby.
Yeah, babies don't understand opulence. There was so much candy. It was crazy, the amount of candy. There was face painting. I didn't get my face painted. I had to take public transit back. I don't think that's a good look. You know?
I agree. You were the only dude. I mean, I had the fairy security shirt on, so I was at least participating a little bit. You're the only other dude there who didn't participate at all.
In some way?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was like a themed party. I didn't realize, like, I saw that there was a fairy on the invitation.
It was her fairy first birthday.
I understand. I just thought that was an expression I didn't know.
You thought fairy was an expression you didn't know?
Fairy first birthday? I don't know what these things mean. I don't have a child.
Okay, fair enough.
I thought it was just, you know, like, it's like, you know, the fucking, see, you have a Power Ranger fucking birthday. People don't dress as Power Rangers. There's just like a fucking Power Ranger plates. And you're basically just saying, get me these gifts.
All right, that's fair. Yeah. Can't argue with that.
Yeah. Full bar, though. That's not something for children.
Nah, dude. And I had a fucking keg that you barely drank.
I had two drinks. I'm still not really drinking.
Okay. Well, you know what? I got 158 beers. And maybe 30 were drank.
Oh, yeah, sure. I would have drank easily. If it was 4 months ago, I would have drank 30 beers. Yeah, no problem.
There was teenage kids there, by the way.
Who didn't finish the keg?
They didn't finish the keg.
Ridiculous.
How disappointing is that?
Yeah, kind of a ridiculous thing.
Right? If you were 19.
And also, the keg was not, like, the bar had a bartender. The keg was unattended.
The keg was completely unattended.
And so they were told they were allowed to drink.
They could have been drinking during the day. But even better, when we left that night, were you with us inside while we were watching UFC at the end? I don't know. That was just me, Frank, and Blind Mike.
Yeah, yeah. That was we played a little darts inside.
Yeah. At the end of the night, there's like maybe, you know, 9 of these kids. Mm-hmm. And I told them, like, yo, put your keys. Like, I want to see everybody's keys on this pool table. And they all put their keys on the pool table. And I'm like, yo, there's a big ass keg out there. Like, do your duty, boys.
They didn't do it.
If you were 19 and you and 10 of your boys had a keg and a house where you could invite girls over to.
Yeah, they didn't invite girls over?
I don't know what they did. But I showed up the next day and I asked the kid, I'm like, yo, how far do you guys get in the keg? And he's like, what keg? And I'm like, all right, cool guy. My fucking wife has to carry that later. And it's heavy still. You guys fucked up.
Yeah. Wait, he just didn't know there was a keg?
No, he knew. He meant what keg. He was just trying to be like a hard ass. Like, I don't know what you're talking about, man. There was no keg. We weren't drinking.
I'll be honest. It is this weird thing where it's just like, I saw those kids when I was walking there from the train station. I saw those kids walking with cups, and I was like, I bet they are just annoying neighborhood kids that are for some reason at this thing, right? Because one of them is like Alex's cousin, right? And then he just lets all, because it's a giant house, and he just lets all his goofy friends in their house.
Bro, legit.
Their house is the hangout house.
100%.
Yeah.
And we went downstairs to like set up the music, and there was two kids down there who are not related to anyone in the family. Both of them with full computer setups playing, like, you know, I think it was Elden Scroll or like some game where it's like, oh, this is a 70-hour commitment. You guys just come here to play a fucking really nerdy computer game with each other.
In the basement. Back door's unlocked.
Oh, yeah.
And they just come in, just act like dickheads.
Yep.
And you just allow that.
Fuck am I going to do? It's not my house.
I mean, you could do something about it. You kick them out. Fucking make them drink the keg. You got there the next day, and you could have just made them drink the keg.
They weren't there. If they were there, I would have.
That one kid was there, right? Why don't you just fucking make him drink the keg?
It's his house.
Nah, dude. You fucking pistol whip that kid until he drinks that fucking keg, dude.
If it was... The other thing is, that kid...
Why didn't you bring your gun?
That kid's a... Good point. That kid's a black belt.
Your dad was there.
Mm-hmm.
I know he knows how to pistol whip somebody.
He has to. That's police training 101. Yeah. They cover that in the academy.
Yeah. He was telling me about it.
That kid knows karate,
mm-hmm.
like legit black belt in karate, and could
Tiger Schulman's.
No, nah, like. By the way,
there's
Tiger
Schulman's fighters out of Tiger Schulman's.
Tiger Schulman's is legit. Uriah yeah. Hall is yeah, a Tiger Schulman fighter.
There's other guys out of Tiger.
Jimmy
Schulman's
Rivera is the yeah. Tiger Schulman's fighter.
Yeah,
I think he married actually like daughter Schulman.
Ooh,
yeah.
He's the Triple H of Tiger Schulman's.
I think he kind of is the Triple H of Tiger Schulman.
All right. Wait. So he. So it's so now like karate is elevated now. Then.
What do you mean?
Like, so karate was goofy. Forever.
Oh, yeah.
It was foot fist way. It was like legit.
Well, that's Taekwondo.
No, but you know what I mean. Like foot fist way was what people thought of when they thought of like karate classes.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, you ever see Kung Fu Elliot?
No.
By the way, you would fucking.
I love Kung
there's
Fu
a,
Elliot.
Yeah, there's a debate online on whether or not it's real because it's a documentary.
Hmm.
It is one of the funniest fucking movies I've ever watched. Anybody who has a chance to watch that movie, check it out. But yeah, you should have beaten the shit out of this kid and made him drink the keg.
Yeah, I couldn't. This kid would kick my ass.
There's a pool in the backyard. We all know your powers are amplified in water.
I didn't think about that, but yeah, I also...
You could have gotten him in the pool and just fucking Aquaman'd his ass.
Easily. You know, I'm on the Momoa tree. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
No, I wanted to... I didn't want to make a bad impression by beating up the teenage son of the homeowners.
Because
I think I want to have my wedding there.
That's hilarious.
Why?
Because I literally just got done saying it was more opulent than some weddings.
Oh, Chris, I didn't tell you.
Uh-huh.
My plan was to get surprise married there.
What, today? The Saturday?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were just going to be like at like the, you know, the part where we like had the, did the baby's cake.
Mm-hmm.
We were just going to be like, oh, and by the way, we got a surprise for you guys.
Oh, it just really fucking make people feel shitty for bailing?
Yeah, 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 yeah. That would have been great.
A handful of people bailed, right?
Couple people no call, no showed.
Who bailed?
Paco no call, no showed. He was in Jacksonville opening for Jay, which I understand.
That's fair.
But.
It was work.
But. Send the text. Hey, I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm in Jacksonville. I got this gig last second because fucking Dylan's on a bus with Ari being the bus boy. That's what I call him now.
The bus boy?
Dylan bus boy Negri.
I mean, he's doing
Sorry,
better than
Dylan
he, hey,
bus boy Jacob.
I'm not shitting on him. He's doing way better than I am. So is Paco, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, all you got to do is figure out how to do video editing.
Yep. That is the new be good at hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be comedians were like, just be a good hang. I nailed that. Now, better be good at video editing.
You got in at the wrong time, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you'd gotten in 5 years earlier, you'd be road dogging for all
dude,
these
I
guys.
Say this all the time. This is, I mean, if you recall, that was the we talked about that early in this show where I went and fucking tried to become a fucking chef like an asshole instead of just hanging out with Dave. And Stanley and being around comedy. Like.
Yeah, you ruined it because that was prime hang years.
Yeah. Like that's when you all you had to do was be a good hang and have access to cheap drugs. Now everybody has access to cheap drugs and nobody cares if you're good at hanging out because everybody's just looking at their phone anyway.
Yeah, you should get an iMac.
I have a MacBook Pro.
Yeah, sure, that works.
I don't know how to edit video. I hate it.
Well, then become a headliner yourself, I guess.
Yep. I guess I can do that.
I got to book some road dates for you.
Yeah, you are my road manager.
I'm working on it.
You know?
I am working on it.
You know? If you want a good surprise wedding gift, you better give me some road dates.
How sick would that be, though?
What?
Just to all your friends are there.
And already
just like,
and just get married?
Oh, hey, by the way. Just didn't want to put in extra pressure, make it a whole thing that we're getting married.
Yeah, you should have done that.
It would have been so nice. Kim couldn't be there.
That's the only person?
Pretty much.
Why couldn't she be there?
She was like pretty high up on the bill on the for the Houston Comedy Festival or Riot Comedy Festival, whatever one that was. But it's like something where... Like, if she bailed, it would have actually really hurt the festival. And,
Oh, okay.
She, like, felt bad doing that. So.
I gotcha. So now you have to have a whole other wedding?
Yeah.
I like Kim.
I mean, it literally, she's going to be Alex's maid of honor.
I know, I know. What are you just going to have like a fucking wedding on a fucking Wednesday so comedians can come though? You fucking asshole.
Probably should do that.
Yeah, Wednesday wedding. You know who's not going to want to do that? All of your family.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Damn.
But yeah, it was a good time. I had a lot of fun. You know, I did have to watch the first night of WrestleMania on a tape delay, but whatever.
I got home in time for the main event. That was roughly 22 minutes too long.
I don't think it was too long.
That first night main event, you needed all that time for a match that we all knew what was going to happen.
Yeah,
there was literally no suspense.
What do you mean? You didn't know who was going to get the pin.
What?
You thought Cody was going to eat the pin from The Rock?
No, I thought it was going to be Rollins eating the pin from The Rock. But in hindsight, it makes way more sense for Cody
obviously,
to eat the pin.
Obviously, but you didn't know how it was going to end then. Did you know that it was going to be the tension building of the, I want to get the pin despite the fact that you did the work, leaving it open for a feud between Roman Reigns and The Rock at a later date?
Did I need an hour to get there?
Well, they had to do the actual good wrestling match. Then they had to fight through the crowd because The Rock is from the Attitude Era. Then they had to come back and do the fucking angle.
I didn't need an hour from that match.
Yeah, probably could have been 10 minutes shorter. I will agree with you there.
I mean, literally, because the problem...
Also, I didn't watch the fucking Hall of Fame speeches, so I didn't know why he had that belt.
What was that?
Apparently, Muhammad Ali's wife gave him a People's Championship for keeping the People's Champion a title.
Wait, what?
So Muhammad Ali went into the WWE Hall of Fame, which I'm surprised he wasn't already in the WWE Hall of Fame. He participated in, I believe, WrestleMania 1, perhaps WrestleMania 2. I think he was the special guest referee in the main event of WrestleMania 1.
Hmm.
And obviously, he wrestled Antonio Inoki.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was the special guest referee in several high-profile wrestling matches over the years. So it's kind of surprising to me that it took this long. But I guess they had this planned. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So Muhammad Ali's, so The Rock introduced him. Oh, he was the referee at WrestleMania 1. Wow.
Yeah.
The Rock.
So no. So basically The Rock's grandmother went into the Hall of Fame as a promoter. So Muhammad Ali, I don't know who introduced his wife, but then she introduced The Rock, who then introduced his grandmother, but she presented him with the People's Championship, which is what he was... She presented him with the merchandising opportunity of the weekend. And I wonder if they cut in Muhammad Ali's estate on that for helping getting it over.
Be pretty sick.
I mean, it'd be a nice thing
probably
to do.
Probably a one-time fee.
I mean, she got a speaking fee.
Right.
You get paid to go into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
It is better than most Hall of Fames that way. They do pay you to show up.
But it's also...
The Honky Tonk Man said, I left the plaque in the hotel room and just kept the check. That was when they still gave you a plaque instead of a ring.
He could have pawned the ring.
Yeah, what are you going to do with the plaque? I guess you could hang it up. What are you going to do? So that's what happened. I was like, what? Did he just make his own belt? I think what's going to happen is Cody's going to lose the belt to somebody, and then he's going to beat The Rock for that.
You think he's going to get the People's Championship belt that has The Rock's logo in the middle?
I think he's just going to win it from him and then never wear it on TV.
That's The Rock's... That literally is...
Sabu won the FTW title. That was Taz's title that he made for himself and then just taped over Taz... Because it wasn't a nameplate. It said Taz on it. He made it for himself. And then he just duct taped over it and wrote Sabu on it. Because he didn't want Taz's name on him when he came out.
But I just feel like that belt is just so that The Rock can always have a belt for every WWE press conference, every picture thing.
It's actually so he could wear it to movie premieres.
Yeah.
Over his shoulder.
Yeah.
That's actually the point of it. To remind everybody that wrestling exists. I guess brand recognition is actually a thing.
Hey, he's making wrestling cool.
He did say that.
Nothing makes wrestling cooler than when you say, I'm making wrestling cool.
Well, he's being a bad guy. He's being a shit heel.
I don't know. Seems gay.
Mm. But, I mean, WrestleMania as a rule, as a whole, was the best WrestleMania since the last round number. Like, it was the best WrestleMania since 30.
Was 30 Taker streak and Daniel Bryan?
Yes.
Yeah, that was the best WrestleMania since then, for sure.
100% easily. It was the first, because think about it. That was the second. No, it was the first Mania since Lesnar had been back. That's when they knew he was signing another deal. They kind of fucked Lesnar over. In hindsight, I think Lesnar was the correct person to beat The Undertaker. Because they didn't need... Because The Undertaker's the actual final boss. The Rock's calling himself the final boss. That's why Taker came out in the main event. He's the actual... And it's like, as soon as the thing rang, I went, oh, right, The Undertaker is the WWE. Nobody calls him that. But we all just kind of know, if you fuck up, you're going one-on-one with The Undertaker, player. That's how that goes. I think, didn't Vince McMahon... Who did he say? Oh, he literally told Shane McMahon that my son will be destroyed by my greatest creation when fucking Taker wrestled Shane McMahon at WrestleMania. That makes he's the
Taker's
final
his greatest creation?
That's what he said. That's what Vince McMahon says. Because he created that character. Nobody, I mean, I don't think he created the Steve Austin. I think Steve Austin came up with the Stone Cold Steve Austin character.
Fair.
I think the whole thing was fucking good. Everything was good. There wasn't anything that I was like, that sucked. Like that first main event, like you said, it ran a little long. It dragged a little long, but it was like entertaining. It was just a little longer than you needed it to be.
Yeah, here's what it was. I got home from the party late. We were pretty tired.
Mm-hmm.
And
I couldn't believe how fucking late it was when I was done watching this whole, because I was like fast forwarding through all of the entrances and just watching the thing. And I was like, oh shit, it's 5 a.m.
Oh damn.
Because it was like, I was like, oh, the only match that I watched the entrances in the video package for was the main event. And I was like, I mean, I'll be asleep by 4. Nope. It was almost 5 by the time I went to sleep.
Bro. Too long of a match. Yeah. We got home from the party. Alex put the baby to bed. I was like, oh, while she's putting the baby to bed, I'll throw on wrestling. A half hour later, she comes out. Now, at that point, she's got maybe 15 minutes in her before she is going to start busting my balls that we're watching wrestling. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Could have just ended it at the 45-minute mark, dude. Let me off the hook.
Yeah, it's true.
Why did I have to get an earful for the next hour about how gay it is that I made her watch wrestling?
Yeah, because you had to deal with another... Oh, believe me, Sunday... My girlfriend was like, oh, I want to watch that movie. She wants to watch that Lisa Frankenstein movie that's on Peacock. She wanted to watch it in the theater. I got out of that. Sometimes you got to watch a movie that your girl wants to watch. She wanted to watch that like 2 weeks ago. I was like, no, let's watch this Poor Things thing. She was like, can we watch that?
Which, by the way, also could have been called Lisa Frankenstein.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it's the same thing. She was just like, she was like, oh yeah, you want to watch that movie tonight? And I was like, it's WrestleMania. Sorry, can't. She was pretty pissed, but you know what? What are you going to do? It's WrestleMania.
But last night was WrestleMania.
Yep, it's two nights now. Blame the lab in Wuhan, you fucking idiot. Because that's what caused this. Because I would rather a one-day WrestleMania myself.
7 hours?
Here's the thing about a one-day WrestleMania. You just go somewhere with a backyard and grill and put a TV outside. And you're mostly just hanging out and looking over when you want to look over and getting drunk with your boys. You can even set up cornhole or a dartboard or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it makes it more of like, all right, we're just kind of grilling and wrestling's on. As opposed to, now I'm just watching 6 hours of wrestling in my house alone because you're not getting together with your friends two nights in a row. Let alone the fact that there's also an NXT show, a Hall of Fame show, fucking all sorts of other shit that I didn't want to watch. Fucking SmackDown.
That's why I wanted to get us together here.
Yeah, and that fucking Zach got an ear infection.
Damn. Poor Zach.
And then you said, I'll call you back, and then never called me back.
You said you didn't want to do a show solo. I couldn't find anyone to do it with you.
Damn, I guess everybody hates me.
No, I was thinking about doing like a call-in type show.
Mm-hmm.
That actually would have been sick.
What do you mean? Like, oh, if I sat here and people called in to talk about WrestleMania?
And you, in that case, like, you could have gotten Figs to call in for 20 minutes. probably could have gotten Dan St. Germain and Dan Soder to call in, because I know they were watching it together.
I'm sure they would have called me on speakerphone if I texted them. I was like, hey, call in for a few minutes during one of these filler matches. Call me during the fucking...
The Philly street fight.
Yeah, let's talk about how stupid this is.
Right.
And they would have definitely called.
That would have been sick.
Yeah.
But I didn't have that thought until I was already at...
if you had suggested that to me, and you could get like somebody in here to hang out with me that likes wrestling, anybody, I would have been like, okay.
The idea was going to be me and G-Mike in here, just looking stuff up for you guys, and then just have you fielding calls. And then like let the fans call in, too, who are watching live, and be like, yo, prediction for the main event.
Yeah. I predicted beat for beat that fucking opening match, though.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Beat for motherfucking beat, dude.
You got that one. You got the... I'm pretty sure your predictions were...
Airtight. I think the only things I got wrong were...
which Uso was going to win?
No, I got that right. I said Jay.
You said Jay?
Yeah, Johnny said Jimmy.
Yeah? Okay.
And then I got the Becky Lynch thing wrong.
You said it was going to be... Oh, you did say Becky.
Yeah. Well, because I literally... And I said it on the show. I go, I might just be going old school Vince McMahon thought process of she's got a book to sell and I own a piece of it. Let's get her on Good Morning America on Monday. You know what I mean? You don't put a loser on the morning shows. You know what I mean? So it's like I said at the time, it's like I could be wrong about this, but this is my thought process.
Yeah, but...
And I think that was the only thing I got wrong.
Yeah, but you're not going to leave... I don't know. You can't let Rhea Ripley... Rhea Ripley's the literal hottest thing you've had since...
Becky Lynch. Yeah.
You can't drop the ball on that. Becky decided to go and have a kid. It's Rhea's time now. Sorry.
I mean, you can build it for a year. You build a rematch.
Let her build back for a year?
No, you have her fuck shit up for a year. Not build back.
Mm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like you put her on the other show and then have her win the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. I just feel like it's way more compelling right now, Rhea with the belt.
That's fair.
Plus, then you got the fucking...
Yeah, her and Priest each have the belts because they were going to take those other the tag belts.
And don't forget Truth.
Oh, yeah. R-Truth is one half of the tag team champions, which I did predict successfully. You did? And I predicted the Austin Theory, Grayson Waller was going to win the other ones.
You somehow got LA Knight was going to get over AJ Styles.
Somehow I figured that out. It's Dude, crazy. It's almost like he's the sponsor for Slim Jim, and then Slim Jim sponsored that match.
Ooh, speaking of sponsors.
Let's talk about our friends over at YoDelta.com. YoDelta is the home of Delta 8 THC for the Gas Digital Network, and that's the thing. Delta 8 THC is derived from hemp and gets you high. That's right. It's legal in a lot of places that traditional THC is not legal, and again, gets you high. Again, I always keep one of their vapes on me. If I'm going to, sometimes I do these fucking summer porch tours with Robbie Bernstein, and I'm jumping all over the place, and we're going, sometimes we're in places that weed's not legal, and then we're in places where weed's legal, and I have that on me because I like to hit a vape pen a couple times before bed, and that shit works every motherfucking time. I'll tell you that right now. Go to YoDelta.com. Use the promo code GAS. Get 15% off your order. 25%. I don't remember.
20%. YoDelta?
20%.
I think it's always been 20%.
Is it 20%?
I mean, now you're making me question, which is insane because we've been doing this read for 17 years.
I did one an hour ago.
This is nuts.
Yeah, I can't believe this is happening. You know why? I smoked some of that fucking Yo Delta.
Yeah, got you?
Yeah, man, I'm fucking twisted, dog.
Okay. I mean, this is truly making me question everything. You know what? I was wrong. You were wrong.
25%.
25%.
Wow. Wow.
What a deal.
I'm so high, I forgot to save. Go to YoDelta.com. Make sure you use the promo code GAS at checkout and get 25% off your order of high-quality Delta 8 vapes and gummies, YoDelta.com. Moving on.
Hold on. That wasn't even what I meant when I said, speaking of sponsors.
Oh.
And wrestling.
Oh.
Doggy.
Oh, yes. This thing. Which I don't even know. I watched, obviously, both of these matches, but Harrington is pulling up a tweet that says, WWE having the Mexican sponsored by Spanish Minute Maid, which it does say Aqua Vrescas, on the ring on the LEDs, and the black women sponsored by Wingstop isn't crazy, hashtag WrestleMania. I don't know if that was on there the whole time.
You're saying like one half of the ring might have been...
No, I mean like it's an LED screen. So it may have changed at some point.
Look, all I know is...
At one point, it said Wheatley Vodka, and I don't remember who that what match that was.
I'm pretty sure that's The Rock.
Does The Rock own Wheatley?
Well, I will listen.
So good, you enjoy it neatly?
The Rock was beating the shit out of Cody in front of a Wheatley Vodka sign.
Doesn't he own that? He owns the tequila company, though.
I'm going to look up...
There was also Snoop's Gin and Juice was advertised at some point.
Yeah.
I think that was during the fucking Philadelphia street fight with all the black gentlemen in it.
Okay, so it's the people who own Buffalo Trace own Wheatley Vodka.
Gotcha. Which means it's probably just unaged Buffalo Trace.
Yeah, that's what the...
Yeah.
That's just, how vodka
they
is?
Call that White Dog.
Yeah?
But it's just vodka. Liquor you do nothing to is vodka.
Okay.
Like, basically, essentially. Grain alcohol is vodka, because it's made by wheat. It's made with wheat. It's grain alcohol.
Okay.
You know, corn is a grain. I guess potato is not really a grain. Yeah. But, that all classifies as vodka. So I'm sure they were just like, man, we could just, let's try to make a vodka.
All I know is, look at this. Okay. This is the Aqua Fresca on the thing here.
Okay, and there's a
and
bug on
it. Very clearly, there's a bug for the Aqua Fresca.
Yeah, okay.
So, at the very least, I know that they did sponsor the fucking, Mexican team match.
To be fair, I've had Aqua Fresca. I don't really know what it is.
It's refreshing, is what it is.
Use the promo code GAS. Moving on. All right, we got lots of other stuff to talk about, Mike. Let's talk about the Guyanese president, because I fuck with this dude for just being a badass. I love watching a foreign leader stand up to the pressure from other countries, but in a way that won't get him killed like Gaddafi.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Gaddafi maybe took it a little too far, because we probably could have used that guy around. You know what I mean? He fucking was like... First of all, he looked like he was living the life. He always looked comfortable, that guy. Always looked like he was on coke just woke up.
Except for the end.
Well, yeah.
Pretty uncomfortable.
Didn't he have something shoved up his ass?
I think he was sodomized today.
Yeah. RIP to a real one. yeah, but so this is the president of Guyana. And let's take a look at this.
Take a big picture look at what's going on here. Over the next decade, two decades, it is expected that there will be $150 billion worth of oil and gas extracted off your coast. It's an extraordinary figure, but think of it in practical terms. That means, according to many experts, more than 2 billion tons of carbon emissions will come from your seabed,
baller,
from those reserves, and be released into the atmosphere. I don't know if you, as a head of state, went to the COP in Dubai.
Let me stop you right there. Do you know that Guyana has a forest forever that is the size of England and Scotland combined? A forest that stores 19.5 gigatons of carbon? A forest that we have kept alive? A forest that we have kept alive.
Does that give you the right? Does that give you the right to release all of this carbon?
Does that give you the right to lecture us on climate change? I am going to lecture you on climate change, because we have kept this forest alive that stores 19.5 gigatons of carbon that you enjoy, that the world enjoy, that you don't pay us for, that you don't value, that you don't see a value in, that the people of Guyana has kept alive. Guess what? We have the lowest deforestation rate in the world. And guess what? Even with our greatest exploration of the oil and gas resource we have now, we will still be net zero. Guyana will still be net zero. With all our exploration, still be net zero.
Powerful words, Mr. President.
I'm not completed as yet. I am not finished as yet.
This guy is a fucking badass, by the way.
I'm not finished as yet, because this is the hypocrisy that exists in the world. The world in the last 50 years has lost 65% of all its biodiversity. We have kept our biodiversity. Are you valuing it? Are you ready to pay for it? When is the developed world going to pay for it? Or are you in the pockets? Are you in the pockets of those who have damaged the environment?
Boom.
You in the pockets? Are you in your system?
Say Saudi Arabia. Just do it.
Through the Industrial Revolution and now lecturing us. Are you in their pockets? Are you paid by them? Are you
all
paid
right,
to
all keep right.
them?
Let's take a big...
Got it. He was actually just shitting on England. But still, what a great fucking counterpoint. Like, and also, if that deforestation rate is correct, then he is right. If you want me to not utilize this resource that you people put value on, pay me for this. You know what I mean? That is like an absolutely fair fucking point. That you don't value this thing that we do that is a free service. We own, they own the trees. If you're not, all right, that is actually the kind of thing. If somebody else is going to criticize him for mining off this, all right, cool. We're now in the logging industry. What's worse? We're now in the killing frogs industry. We're now in the non-biodiversity industry. I mean, because isn't the Brazilian rainforest being cut down like stupid fast? I believe it is. So, fuck that. This guy's, dude, this is a great point. Because it is also this thing where it's like you close the door. And let's throw this out there. Petrochemicals are used for things that are not fucking gasoline. What people are worried about when somebody says something like this is, who's he gonna fuck? Who's he throwing this oil in with? Is it OPEC? I don't know. Is it Russia? I don't know.
17% of the Amazon rainforest has been lost already to deforestation. They said the tipping point, climate people say the tipping point is at between 20 and 25%. That it'll seriously fuck up the world's climate.
So there you go. We're more than halfway there. And this guy, they have the lowest deforestation rate in the world, which I think is fucking commendable to have the lowest deforestation rate in the world. Although Guyana is an island, right? I believe it's an island. I don't know that much about Guyana, which is fucking stupid because I have a bunch of friends from Guyana.
Bunch of Guyana. No, they're landlocked, dude.
Where are they?
Well, they're bordered on. They're between Venezuela and Suriname.
Gotcha. Yeah, but okay, so look. They're also bordering Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Brazil's cutting their rainforest down. Yeah. Guyana's keeping their rainforest.
Yeah.
Well, I think they get to... And Brazil has oil, too.
Right, but Brazil was colonized by Portugal.
Okay.
Right?
But wasn't Guyana...
I feel it wasn't Argentina colonized by Spain?
Yes. But wasn't Guyana colonized by England?
I would imagine France, if anything, but Guyana.
Well, yeah, it used to also be called French Guyana, now that I'm thinking of it.
Yeah, and, you know, but if they've been the ones keeping it alive, like, just, I assume most of this deforestation is done by colonial powers who are like, they set up strongholds in a place, and then they're like, okay.
Many, many years ago.
Yeah, now we're just going to yank these trees down because we can't.
Well, yeah, we still own this land, and we're going to fucking cut down. Or I'm just saying, somebody comes to them, there's a money thing. So if you're fighting that, you fucking deserve it. Let's go. Get your fucking gas, baby. I support the president of Guyana in this. He's a fucking badass. I don't even know the guy's name.
Kind of a G.
Super G. Moving on.
That's what the G is.
Yeah, that's what the G. He puts the G in Guyana, motherfucker. Some other world leader news. The Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida.
They got another Fumi in there?
That's what I said. Fucking.
I guess we did have two George Bushes and a George Washington.
Yeah, and then there was two Adamses. But Fumio Kishida, he was in Washington, D.C. today, and he was trying to pep up the United States. He said that decades ago, the United States shaped international order, championed freedom and democracy. You believe that freedom is the oxygen of humanity. The world needs the United States to continue playing this pivotal role in the affairs of nations. And yet, as we meet here today, I detect an undercurrent of self-doubt among some Americans about what your role in the world should be. Now, that is a very nice thing to say to the United States Congress, correct? However, this motherfucker knows that the Chinese have a long memory And they are still really mad at Japan. For the first time, they took Taiwan. And then for a, I believe there was an event called the Rape of Nanking. And now, you might be thinking, I don't know a lot about Chinese names. Nanking might just be one person. Doesn't sound that bad. Doesn't sound like a reason for two countries to go to war. It's not Helen of Troy. It's Nanking. That sounds like a peasant name. However, it is an entire region that Japan raped. There are monuments to Chinese comfort women in Japan. They never got a apology. There was women who were prostituted by the Japanese army during World War II that protested at the Japanese embassy in China, I think on a weekly basis, until they all died of old age, waiting for an apology.
Oh, yeah, we talked about them, the comfort women.
The comfort women. Actually, maybe they didn't get their monument. It's just like, this is the whole thing. Japan got punched in the face by two nuclear bombs, and then kind of was like, oh, maybe wars aren't a good idea. And that whole time, China, still smarting from that raping, was like, I think we're gonna have to take some self-defense classes. And now, that's my purse. And they're about to kick you in the balls. Seems like you need some friends right now, Japan.
China's just been doing the Jennifer Lopez montage from Enough for the last 50 years.
Remember when Elizabeth Banks was it Elizabeth Banks? What's the other one that looks like her? The one from True Detective just had the punching bag, but she was knifing it.
Oh,
that's China.
Yeah, Rachel McAdams.
Yeah, Rachel McAdams.
Dude, China right now is standing in the doorway calling 911 and saying there's a dead body here.
Yeah.
Julia Roberts is sleeping with the enemy.
Yeah. They're getting ready to fucking, they're ready to get, to throw Japan on top of a fucking pinball machine.
Oh, man, you think that's it? You think they're going rape for rape?
Yeah, of course. It's a counter rape offensive.
Damn, dude, they're like, yo, fuck all this, dude. We got memory, our memory's long.
They're not remembering correctly is what I meant.
Wrong time.
Yeah.
Yeah. wrong time.
That's right, they were also late.
Dude, they're gonna go rape their granddaughters, their great granddaughters in some cases.
Yeah,
damn.
Yep,
that's crazy generational trauma right there.
I mean, look, dude, the Chinese hate the Japanese still, and Japan's kind of like, I thought we were all one global world now, dog. Back when they were getting, because that's the thing is Japan got fucked up after they fucked shit up, but then they were like, oh, we're on this Western side. Seems like the Soviet Union's going to fall, and China's kind of fucked. And then they were, and then it turns out, not so much.
No, I think China's still fucked.
Oh, I mean, their markets are not doing well. We've talked about it a couple times on the show. Like, there's a bunch of problems happening in China currently where, like, it may balloon to be worse, but we'll see.
And Japan's looking at it like, dog?
We're going to need you, U.S.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to need a couple more of them Rambo movies. You guys don't know what country those people are from? Cambodia, Laos, fucking Arab. They don't know. Just tell them they're Chinese. Who cares?
So you're saying they need the U.S. to make propaganda, anti-Chinese propaganda to keep the fever for...
Was it Chinese in the remake of Red Dawn that nobody watched? Or was it North Koreans?
I think it was North Koreans.
How ridiculous. I don't think
they
have the balls
to make it. They couldn't make it Chinese. They couldn't make it.
How ridiculous.
A land invasion? North Korea.
Yeah, North Korea did a land invasion. Turns out they were fighting for a sandwich. out of like, come on. But here's some more that he said. He goes, ladies and gentlemen, as the United States' closest friend, the people of Japan are with you, side by side to assure the survival of liberty. And how many people in that room said, who the fuck told him we're best friends?
Closest frenemies, maybe.
Yeah. Dude, best friend. I mean, come on, dog. You think you're our best friend?
Oh, my God.
We let Saudi Arabia do 9/11.
Oh, my God. You're my best friend. Totally.
Yeah. Thanks for coming to my party. Thanks for all the cheap VHS tapes in the 90s. Oh, we love PlayStation. We love it. Xbox is better though.
You ever see Wrestling Isn't Wrestling?
Yeah.
The Shawn Michaels, my best friend. That's what our Japanese English relationship is like, yeah. Or American relationship is like.
But also, I mean, I was recently reading about a hate crime against, who the fuck was it that committed a hate crime against a Japanese immigrant in the 90s? Because remember, there was this hysteria that the Japanese were taking her jabs, and now that has gone to the Chinese.
That was Mark Wahlberg.
No, it wasn't Mark Wahlberg.
Mm.
I think that was a Chinese guy.
Really? I thought that guy was going to take his job at the dick sucking factory. So he blinded him. Was that not what that was over?
Yeah, clearly. How about them apples? That's not even him. I saw Matt Damon in the street the other day.
No.
When I left your fucking daughter's party.
Yeah?
When I got off at Penn Station, I was walking downtown. Matt Damon walked past me, and like I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I was like, what the fuck is that? And I turned around. I was like, holy fuck. Because he stopped, and I turned around, and I was like, holy fuck, that's fucking Matt Damon. What the fuck is he looking at? I should have fucked him up.
Yeah,
if it was Mark Wahlberg, I would have fucked him up because I don't fuck with these Boston Irish fucks.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Oh, if I was there, it would have been. Yeah, okay. All right, yeah, Mark Wahlberg.
I would have saved that Chinese guy if I was there.
That's your 9/11?
Yeah, that's my 9/11. It's combo platter 9/11. Maybe two 9/11s with pork fried rice. I think that's about everything we're going to get out of here. Moving on.
Well.
So you're telling me black women love Donald Trump?
Oh, apparently.
He went to a Chick-fil-A.
Uh-huh. And the chicks?
Which, doesn't it sound like we're writing our typical hacky jokes?
What do you mean?
Donald Trump was at a Chick-fil-A fucking black women. Yeah. Sounds like we write Family Guy.
Damn, you're more beloved than black women at a Chick-fil-A. You just cut away to Trump getting like, "No, we love you, Mr. President." That is a Family Guy bit, but it's real.
Yeah. So let's watch this.
Oh, we took care of those colleges.
Sure did. Much better than Biden did. So I was this is Clark Atlanta. This is Stoneman. This is Morehouse. This is Morris Brown.
Isn't that great?
So I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump. We support you. Okay, 4 p.m. We've been 4 p.m.
Come here. Let me give you a hug.
Please do. Thank you.
That was fantastic.
A?
I'll be honest.
Yes.
B, you know he whispered to her, if I won the Miss Universe pageant, you'd have it. Because you're the only black hole I want. That's what Donald Trump said, not me.
Listen, I thought that was a perfect interaction. One issue.
Uh-huh.
Touched her hair like 4 times.
I think if you're the president, you can do it.
This is...
He didn't grab her by the pussy.
It's grabbing by the pussy for white women, and you can touch their hair for black women.
They let you do it if you're the president. They let you do it, apparently, if you fund their children's historically black colleges. Mm-hmm. Because that was one of the first things he did, right? He did that those are the two super progressive things that he did. And like people always say that, like, it is a very funny thing. Like, people go, Obama would have done it, but if he'd have done it, he would have gotten in trouble. I'm like, well, he was a lame duck president. Like, they would have accused him of playing identity politics. But he was a lame duck president. Why wouldn't he have tried to do these things? You know what I mean? Like, he didn't even... We've talked about it on the show, and I'll say it again because it bears repeating. Did we go over all the scandals under the Obama administration recently?
I don't know how recent. No, yeah, we did. Yeah. We were.
So a big
about
one
Trump
of them
scandals.
That I always talk about that wasn't even on the list we went through is the largest prison strike in the history of the United States happened under Barack Obama, and he said nothing. And that was because I said it. I've said it, I think, when we were talking about this, but I'll say it again. In this country, during the, particularly, it got a lot of publicity during the Bush administration, because the first thing he did when he became president was said that you can't get financial aid if you get arrested with drugs, despite the fact that he got arrested with cocaine while he was in college. So a big part, a big thing that came against the United States and this black eye on our culture was that we imprison more people than anybody else in the world. As soon as Barack Obama became the president, that kind of went away. And it's not his fault. It's just that the media wasn't going to bring that up while a black man was president, because they weren't going to put him in a, it's just, it's what it is. It's a left lean in most media outlets. And obviously right leaning media outlets are pro prison. So they weren't going to talk about it. But Trump passed the First Step Act, and he funded black colleges, which you wonder why black people are fucking supporting him now. Because he's probably sending them emails reminding them, I said him like it's one guy,
than one black guy's gone to college, Chris.
Are you sure?
How do you think they're filling
I've seen all those college movies.
How do you think they're filling all these football and basketball teams?
That's true. But that was pretty great. Dude, how much did that work out better than when Hillary Clinton tried to play dominoes and cheated and then said she kept hot sauce in her bag?
Wait, she tried to play dominoes and cheat? I don't remember.
Yeah, pull that up.
I don't remember. The hot sauce in the bag thing.
Yeah, that's different. That was on Charlemagne's show, right?
Yeah.
That was on Breakfast Club?
Yeah, that was on Breakfast Club.
And then she was playing, just put Hillary Clinton cheats at dominoes into Google, and it should come up. She literally, very clearly, in this very staged publicity stunt, does not know how to play dominoes.
Okay, is this
which
it?
Is why she would lose the let. Yes, this is it. This has got to be it. Now watch how she wins this game. First of all, this is annoying. Second of all, this is inauthentic because the table is not resting on all of their knees.
Okay. B, this dude here just showed all his tiles. Look at
that.
Oh,
yeah.
All his tiles are showing.
Yeah, this is the fakest thing I've ever
seen.
What
kind of a game of dominoes is this?
Now, here's the thing.
You get your ass beat if you leave your dominoes out like that.
Yeah. They take your leather jacket. I do like the sweater of the guy behind him, though.
Yeah, dude, that sweater is like, dude, Bill Cosby is doing
pretty,
the Birdman hand rub looking at that sweater.
Yeah, dude, that shit is pretty pimp. But yeah, let's watch the rest of this video. All right.
I mean, that's a five on the end.
Yeah, you'll see though. She goes again. Now watch this. They're passing for no reason. We can see his tiles.
Yeah, we see he is a three.
Yeah. Look, but she put it on the five again. She put a five on the five again. She turned. She's supposed to go on the blank. She put it on the five again, Mike.
She did blatantly cheat at dominoes.
Blatantly cheat, and then they let her pretend she won. This is just like when a white woman goes to is the only one at a party full of those guys 25 years earlier when they're younger. They're just like, yeah, you won. Here, smoke some weed. Yeah, you're dumb. I saw Havoc.
You think that's...
Same energy.
Havoc.
Same energy.
That was, honestly, there's no way that
she rolled a one.
There's no way the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign ends with any way but her on a bed.
Getting bijoued?
Looking at Chelsea Clinton, also in another twin bed with three guys around her.
Yeah. It's true. Yep. It's true. That's how they got back at Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. There's a new drug. And actually, you know what? Before that, let's talk about our friends. Our friends over at Zia Extraordinary Farms. The fine people over at Zia Extraordinary Farms make a great product called Rattlesnake Oil. It is a CBD CBD extract. And actually, I just got a new batch because I hadn't even had a batch when we started doing these reads. I had some from before that. And they've improved on the product. It comes out, it's in a pump. I had it in a spray bottle. It comes in a pump. You can shake it up. It's got like a good, like a spray can rattle in it to really mix up. It helps keep all the ingredients mixed. You know what I mean? So, you know, when things separate, you shake it up, put it on there. I've been using it on my tendonitis. Fantastic. So go to ZefHemp, ZefHemp.com. Use the promo code Goon25. You will get 25% off your order. And you know what? You're going to get this. Look, man, you got everybody's curious about these cannabis topicals. Mike, they work for you, correct?
Like a charm. It's the only thing that makes my knees feel like anywhere usable after going for a run.
Or sucking dick.
Okay.
What?
We weren't going to talk about this, especially not in the Zia ad.
Wes texted me and said, tell Harrington I don't want him filleting people with my products.
Then don't. That's what I'm saying. He's going to listen to this.
It's true.
I've never used it for that.
Don't use it for jerking off. Don't use it for filleting people. But go to ZefHemp.com, Zia Extraordinary Farms. Use the promo code Goon25. Get 25% off your order. Heal up some of your muscles. Moving on. So in Sierra Leone, there's a new drug made of human bones.
Ooh.
Which I want to try that. They've declared a national emergency because people are digging up graves to get bones. According to their president, they're currently faced with an existential threat ravaging the impact of drugs and substance abuse, particularly devastating synthetic drug. Now, here's the funny thing about this. They call this drug, the street name for it is Kush, which is famously weed.
Right, yeah, that feels like infringement.
Family of weed strains. So now they're calling this... But no, isn't it just... It's just how Africa works. Like, when it comes to, like black Africans...
Black Africans.
Just try to be African Americans. Like, they fucking, like, have... They, like... That culture appeals to them over there, too. So they... I think they just heard the word Kush in a bunch of rap songs, but they don't really know what it means... Because I bet you really can't get weed in Africa like that. You certainly can't get different kinds. They're like, what is this? They're like, it's weed. They're like, it's cannabis. I don't even know what they would call it. Because they wouldn't call it marijuana. That's a fucking Mexican word.
Yes, that kush.
They wouldn't call it kush because they don't know what kush is. They would just be like, I don't know, it's a fucking elephant tusks or something. Which is, by the way, what they should have been calling this drug. That ivory? Come on.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah. I don't even know what this drug is supposed to do. I can't figure out. I know that people are dying, and they're making it out of human bones. It says it has a hypnotic high, which can last several hours. I don't even know what that means. They're calling it a zombie drug?
Well, I mean, you're literally smoking zombies.
Well, yeah.
What are we doing here?
Yeah. Didn't the first zombie lore does come from Africa, correct?
Does it? I thought it was Haitian.
Is it?
I thought so, but I could be wrong.
I mean, I could be wrong. I don't even know how... Yeah, but how do you...
Oh, traces back to Equatorial and Central Africa.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Yeah,
That's probably what this is, then. It's just they're getting to the roots.
So is Trump in that video.
Mm-hmm. Name for your order? Kunta Kinte.
But who the fuck even goes, I'm going to grind up bones and fucking snort it?
I don't know. The same guy who was like, dude, who claimed you can get high off nutmeg. You know what I mean?
It's you like, can get high off nutmeg.
Sure. I'm just saying, desperate times call for desperate measures. You got some bones lying around. It's like, I don't know, fucking, let's see if we can break that up into a white powder we'll enjoy snorting.
That's true.
You know there's been nights where you're like, dog, I don't care. As long as it's a white powder I can put up my nose, let's go.
No, because you put salt up your nose and that will hurt.
No, obviously not salt.
Okay.
Come on.
Just something.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, this isn't Coke, it's a Percocet. Okay. Who cares? It's 5 in the morning. Yeah,
it's got to be bad for you to snort Percocet. Why would anybody do that?
Fine. I don't know, because you're fucking 15, you don't know any better.
Well, now I know why you went to fucking... rehab so many times.
Mm-hmm.
So you snort Percocets.
Doing a whole bunch. A lot of acetaminophen in that.
Yeah, it's very bad for you.
Yeah.
I was looking up if I could put modafinil into a nasal spray earlier today.
The limitless drug.
Yeah.
Into a nasal spray.
But it turns out that the stuff that's in there would fuck up your nasal passages. So I won't be doing that. Okay. Which I'm sure the stuff in Percocet does.
Probably.
Which is also a thing we've talked about on this show before. If they had just spent a fraction of a penny putting Narcan into all of the Oxycontins ever sold, we wouldn't have fentanyl. And they knew it. Go read Painkiller, an oral history of the opioid epidemic.
Wait. They had the option to put Narcan.
Yes, or a gelling agent, which they later were forced to do by the FDA. The FDA also knew that there was a high... It's recorded in a lot of places, but I love the book Painkiller, so go read that. But they knew the Purdue Pharma in particular, but also Johnson & Johnson knew. And also, didn't we read something about them fucking growing aggressive poppies? Yeah. They were being charged by one of the M states was charging them. They knew early on that they could put Narcan, because Narcan doesn't work orally. It only works if you snort it. So they could put Narcan in the pill directly, or they could have put a gelling agent in it, which they did later, to prevent abuse. And they just didn't. Like, they it was going to be a fraction of a penny per pill. Like a fraction of a penny. And the FDA let them get away with it. And then they just got half the country addicted to heroin.
Hey, man.
It's kind of baller.
They got their whole company broken up. They had to pay a tremendous amount of money in fines, I'm sure.
I think they got around that.
They had to pay...
They did it. They declared bankruptcy and didn't have to pay the fines.
No, they did. But they paid like $400 million on like $20 billion.
Bro. Yeah, exactly. They made. You know how much money they made slanging dope?
Mm-hmm.
With names like Mortimer and shit? That motherfucker's name was Mortimer.
Mm-hmm. You can't be taking drugs from a guy named
Big
Mortimer.
Morty Sacktown? Yeah, I think they did declare bankruptcy and it like prevented them from getting their assets seized.
Wow, they did declare bankruptcy to protect their own personal assets from the judgment they knew was coming. But they agreed to pay $6 billion.
Out of $20 billion?
Had to, probably more.
Yeah.
Dog, they were running Oxys for over a decade.
Fucking.
If you're not making 50 bill, having the market cornered on legal heroin, you don't belong. Like you
were making heroin that was on the street selling cheaper than heroin at one point. Mm-hmm. It then went up when they started cracking down on it. But there was a point where that shit was cheaper than heroin.
Yeah, you can go to the pain mills, and get 100.
Pain mills. You can go to a guy.
No, but I'm saying like the really the really unscrupulous ones, where you would, like in Florida, I would pass them when I lived in Florida at the heyday of this. Mm-hmm. You would pass by them all the time. It would just say pain management clinic.
Wait, when did you live in Florida?
When I was 18, 19. It was in a halfway house when I was 18.
Oh, that's a great place to send you.
I mean, literally, bro. It was like every single, I would say, you know, you couldn't drive more than a mile without running into some kind of halfway house or treatment facility. That was just...
Because it was everybody addicted to pills.
There were so many people addicted to pills, and then a cottage industry just sprung up. So it became a thing where it's like, you know, I went to rehab in Connecticut, and they gave me, like, a brochure for a halfway house, like, up the street in Connecticut, or seven halfway houses in Florida. And I was like... Yeah, I mean, I'm going to Florida.
Are you young enough to remember, like, so people would just eat Percocets and Vicodin. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were saying you're snorting Percocets before you ever did, like, a Roxaset, right?
Yeah, I never got to Rox. Like, it just...
So what I'm saying is, like, so to me, like, that shit really, like, kind of crept up. Because, like, Vicodin and, like, Percocet was always considered this, like, not quite a hard drug, really. And then it just got way stronger, and then I was like... Oh, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, because like, I didn't realize, like, I was, I always had like access to all these things, and I just didn't realize like how much that game elevated because it was such a lateral move in my brain.
See, I
always wonder how much that contributed to the epidemic.
So I thought that too, but the first time I took an Oxy 80, it was like,
oh, I've told you the story.
What?
I've told you my story the first time I took an Oxy.
No.
I was on a stoop. My buddy was like, you want one of these? And I took it, and I was drinking a 40. And I was like, is this going to really, really fuck me up? And I had eaten a bunch of, like, Vikes and shit before. I was like, is this going to fuck me up? He's like, if that's your first 40, you'll probably be fine. I was like, this is my second or third 40. And he was like, oh, you're in for a problem. And then, like, 2 hours later, I was like, oh, I know why this people love this. And he was like, why? I was like, I could definitely work a shift at Walmart right now. No problem. So, yeah, what was yours?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, like, no, it was just a friend had a, had gotten, like, a bad leg injury. That was in high school. It was, like, a junior in high school.
Okay.
And, he was, like, selling the extra pills from his script or whatever, and I was like, yeah, like, you know, I tried Percocet, I tried Vicodin, I tried all that others, and I remember I gobbled that up, and I was like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, you're truly in another world.
Yeah, well, because it's eight of them without the other. So, like, I remember once I was eating Perc 10s, and I had gotten, like, a little bit of a fucking tolerance. But there's so much less acetaminophen in a Perc 10 than a Perc 5. Then I got these Perc 5s, and I ate a handful of them, and I was just vomiting violently all night from the acetaminophen. Bastards.
Oh, fuck yeah. None of that in an oxy. Just clean, pure bliss. Just not a problem. You've literally never had a problem.
Yeah, that's how heroin feels. It's kind of, it's like a warm hug for every cell in your body individually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, imagine your soul had, like, a kitten that didn't have, like, claws yet. You know what I mean? Just the nubs.
Yeah, but it would, like, knead on you like a mama cat.
Like, trying to knead the bread, but it doesn't have the nails yet, so it can't. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It just feels like that all the time. Mm. So, like, let's say you've...
I miss it.
...not succeeded in any of your dreams in life. Try opiates. Not that we recommend that. Don't actually... You will throw your life away. There's no beating biology.
Oh, hey, you know what's a great alternative to all that?
Yo, Kratom.com.
$60 kilos.
Well, we're not allowed to fucking say that, you know, that is an actual alternative.
What are you talking about?
Well... Oh, yeah, I guess we're not being paid for this read. We're just saying that we think it is.
I'm saying that if you enjoy the effects of opiates, maybe try Kratom. You might enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Support your boys.
$60 kilo.
I wanted to ask you one more question. Did you ever have, like, and we're going to end on this very depressing note, but did you... ever watch people and just go, did you ever say to somebody, like, you know, you can't beat biology? You weren't addicted to pills, right? You were just a booze hound.
No.
You were, like, probably using a lot of pills, but you were never jonesing.
No, I never got to, like, I never, like, got to waking up with the shit, like, getting sick, quote unquote, from withdrawals, no.
So, like, do you ever tell anybody, like, you know, you can't beat biology, right?
What do you mean?
Like, I remember telling friends of mine when that shit really came out.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, you know, it's only a matter of time. You cannot beat biology. Like, you can't win.
I remember a buddy of mine was like, he was like, you know, he sold weed, obviously. Like, that was, like, his main hustle throughout, like, all of high school.
Sure.
Into when we were, like, you know, our early 20s. And then I would say, like, I stopped really fucking with him around, like, 23, 24. Hmm. But I ran into him, like, you know, just randomly. And I remember he was, like, I was fully sober at the time. And he was, like, I remember him rattling a bottle of those pills next to his ear, being like, ah, you hear that? Love that sound. Ah, I took three of these today. But listen, I'm too mentally strong to ever get addicted to something like this. And I just looked at him with, like, straight disbelief. And I was like, all right, like... You have called me a pussy for getting sober probably 15, 20 times. I cannot wait for the day that you call me and tell me you're just getting out of rehab.
Because it's going to happen.
And, like, sure enough, within 18 months, that kid was in an outpatient program being like, yo, so what are those meetings you go to? It's like, all right.
Dude, I remember, I'm sure I've told you personally this story. I don't know if I've ever said it on the air, but I remember I was like, I would fuck around with shit like that like once in a while. Not like that crazy. And I remember I just had a fucking heavy, heavy night to the point where I lost the entire next day. And then I'm like, finally, I'm still hungover on the third day, right? And I remember I just picked up, I had a bottle of fucking 80s in my house. And I just instinctively started opening it. first thing in the morning, and I go, what the fuck am I doing? And that was the last bottle of 80s.
Dog, that is nuts. Like, the people that come in and out of your life when you're in an opiate haze.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you, I've got stories of, like, where that bottle came from. There's a couple other things that made fucking that go away. But still, like, it's like, I'll tell you the story off the air, but, like, yeah, whatever. Notes of a Goon, follow the M. Harrington. You got a show coming up, right? You're producing a show?
I'm on-screen talent. Jake, the Legion of Skanks intern, is producing his first show. Baby's first show. He, this is actually super fun. During the ski trip, he came up to me. He's like, yo, you know, there's a big card, UFC 300, coming up. You should probably do a watch-along. And I was, like, on enough acid and Molly to be like, you know what, Jake? This is a teaching moment for you. Mm-hmm. You keep walking around telling me about what other people should be doing. I'm going to show you just how much
Jake, who was on this show.
Yes.
Okay.
Goes into producing a show. So I'm doing to him what you're doing to me, making me do this show every week, just shackling me for life to it.
Chris and Mikey, 1,000 years. Mikey and Chris.
I'm consistently calling Jake, asking for updates, telling him to email me things. Like, I'm making his life a hell because of one offhand remark that he made. So make sure you tune in. Gas Digital.
I more meant the stand-up comedy show you were producing next week.
Oh, it's not next week. It's 5/15.
Oh, May 15.
Yeah, May 15. I got a month. I'm going to we're going to do a little show at the brand new Williamsburg Comedy Club.
Not to be confused with Brooklyn Comedy Club.
The rebrand that no one asked for. Williamsburg Comedy Club. It's in the back. That's really their branding for it.
You just shitting on your old boss that you're still trying to work with a little bit?
Yeah.
He's not listening.
Listen. He
doesn't like either of us.
B doesn't like either of us. C, if I get one big enough name to come to his fucking bullshit little club.
Is Shane Gillis going to be there? I heard Shane Gillis is going to be there. Is Colin Quinn going to be there? I heard Colin Quinn's going to be there.
He might be. I have met Colin Quinn since I stopped working there. So there is a there's always a chance Colin Quinn might be there. God, how fucking funny would that be? If I book Colin Quinn for a one-off and didn't give the booker his number?
I got $500 on it.
Do you really?
I will put up $500 if you get Colin Quinn on that show.
Dog, if I could get Colin Quinn to come, I promise you I will pay you back that $500 out of the door.
Yeah.
Just to...
I know you will. I know you'll pay me back. But I will put up the advance money to get Colin Quinn on the flyer. And Peter Luger's is around the corner. I'll take him out for a steak. We could talk all about all the shared knowledge we have of very niche Brooklyn ethnic groups.
Doug, I'm not going to lie. His podcast with Chaz Palminteri where they walk around the Bronx, never, like, just finger kiss. That is my kind of content.
Yeah.
I would kill for you to have a Peter Luger steak with Colin Quinn. But yeah, that show.
I'll pay for the steaks too.
Williamsburg Comedy Club, May 15th.
Colin Quinn might be there.
If he
wants my $500.
And a nice steak.
And a nice steak.
That's such a good...
We're probably going to have to make a res now.
There's no
just
way.
Just make a res and we'll bail on it.
There's no way Colin Quinn says no to $500
and
a Luger steak.
Yeah.
With a fucking young Brooklyn comic.
He lives right across the bridge.
Dog. There's no way he said, oh, that's so funny. We have to do this now. Dude, come see Colin Quinn at Williamsburg Comedy Club.
Maybe Shane Gillis will be there. Who knows?
May 15th. I will put the ticket link in the show notes for the next couple weeks. And UFC 300. Watch along on Gas Digital this Saturday. I think I'm going to start from the first prelim, but for sure, we're going to be on the main card. Mike Abrucci, Diego Lopez, and Doc MacArthur. Finally, at the M. Harrington is my YouTube channel. I've been going live with Alex playing Overcooked and yelling at each other. It's very fun. Just come check it out.
Good night.
Well, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. I tell you, we must die. Oh, moon of all of all,
Little girl.